podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Many patients in intensive care units will require mechanical ventilation at some point, which often causes them major distress and anxiety. Identifying effective ways to alleviate this is important, and one option might be music. Cheryl Dillio from the Boyer College of Music and Dance at Temple University in Philadelphia, USA, describes the evidence from the December 2014 update of her Cochrane Review.
Mechanical ventilation often causes major distress and anxiety in patients, and evidence for non-pharmacological interventions in addressing these symptoms is needed. Evidence exists for the use of music with medical patients, and the current review provided an update to a 2010 review concerned with music's efficacy in reducing anxiety in persons receiving mechanical ventilation. We conducted a meta-analysis of randomized and quasi-randomized controlled trials to compare the effects of standard care plus music medicine or music therapy versus standard care alone. We defined music medicine as music administered by healthcare professionals and primarily involving pre-recorded music listening. Music therapy, on the other hand, is implemented by trained music therapists who individualize their interventions to meet patients' specific needs, who more actively engage the patients in music making, and to employ a systematic therapeutic process, including assessment, treatment, and evaluation. We conducted extensive research searches and identified 6 new trials for this update, bringing the total to 14 trials with 805 participants. Only one study was classified as music therapy. Results indicated that music listening may be beneficial for anxiety reduction in mechanically ventilated patients. Specifically, music listening resulted in anxiety reduction considered to be a large and clinically significant effect. Findings also indicated that listening to music consistently reduced respiratory rate and systolic blood pressure, suggesting a relaxation response. Furthermore, one large-scale study reported greater reductions in sedative and analgesic intake in the music listening group compared to the control group. No strong evidence was found for reduction in diastolic blood pressure and mean arterial pressure, for oxygen saturation levels, or for mortality rates. Inconsistent results were found for effects on heart rate and hormone levels. Most trials were assessed to be at high risk of bias because of lack of blinding of participants, which is often impossible in music studies when subjective outcomes are used. Because of the high risk of bias, these results need to be interpreted with caution. In summary, music listening may have a beneficial effect on anxiety in mechanically ventilated patients. These findings are consistent with the findings of 3 other Cochrane systematic reviews on the use of music interventions for anxiety reduction in medical patients. The review furthermore suggests that music listening consistently reduces respiratory rate and systolic blood pressure. Finally, results indicate a possible beneficial impact on the use of sedatives and analgesics. Therefore, we conclude that music interventions may provide a viable anxiety management option to mechanically ventilated patients.
You can learn more about Cheryl's review of studies in mechanical ventilation and the other Cochrane reviews of the effects of music at cochranelibrary.com. The easiest way to find them is to choose the search titles option and then search for the word music.